Well, hello and a very warm welcome, KZN, to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast series. It is the long weekend. We are broadcasting on this fine Freedom Day to bring you the latest news of what's been going on in and around KZN, where the fishing has been absolutely phenomenal on all fronts. Now, I know I do say this quite often, but guys, it really has been. It is all lined up and shaping up to be a perfect long weekend. The weather's looking good. The conditions are looking favorable. We've got the Durban Ski Boat Festival happening. Everyone's all excited. Holidaymakers are in town. Rods are going to be bending all over the place. And in this week's show, we are going to tell you exactly why, where, and when it's going to be happening. Now, let's give you a bit of a teaser as to what you can expect. On your offshore side, what you can expect are tuna, dorado, cooter, perfect timing for that with the festival happening. There are snook on the bite, there is keelback, and you know what, when it comes to the bottom fishing, you can expect a variety of species. So make sure you go and try your hand with those bottom sticks. If you don't have a boat, go and book a charter. The fish are there. As for the rock and surf side, the edibles has been the reports of the week. So if you are looking for something for the pan, this is the week to go and get that. You can expect some bronze bream, keeping the anglers happy with some, well, not just some, huge reports of cob being on around, as well as shad being on the bite. And if you're looking for that inedible action, well, there has been more on the gray sharks and your diamond species that's on the bite. The sandies has started to slow down. There have been a few landed, but that slowed down a bit. And as for the freshwater, guys, Jan's report is sounding absolutely phenomenal. There is stillwater trout, there are river trout, and I'm talking some serious basses in between. As for the bass, Albert Falls and Midmar producing some fantastic fish. And if you're into your carp fishing, well, Albert Falls is the place to be. Now, we're going to get into all of this in great detail, as we always do. But before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for once again bringing us the latest news of what KZN has to offer on the angling side. So guys, I'm going to get really into this because I'm super excited. This show is sounding really, really exciting. We have got Adam sounding as positive as ever. He has had a couple weeks sounding grumpy, but the fishing is lining up to be really favorable, and he is feeling really good about this long weekend. So here's Adam with this week's report off the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh. Hope you're doing well, and hope everyone in the fishing world is good too. Hope everyone's had a lacquer week. I know it's been a bit quiet on the Lower South Coast in terms of fishing, but things have definitely started turning for the better. So it's definitely looking pretty good for this coming weekend. It's a long weekend, guys, so yay to all the guys that have got a long weekend. I don't, but that's okay. I get to help everyone else out there try and catch a fish. And it does look like it's going to happen. The weather doesn't look that bad for this weekend. It looks like it is starting to get a bit more settled and a bit less predictable down on the lower coast, which is more than we can say for the load shedding, Vinesh. But let's just see what this weekend brings. It's going to be fun in the sun, hopefully. It looks like the wind's not going to be too bad on most of the days. So let's just see what it brings and what happens. I know it's definitely got better down on the coast, Vinesh. We've had some nice catches of hound sharks. There's been a decent number of them down on the lower south part of the coast, sort of Ramsgate, South Brim area, with guys pulling a few numbers in terms of the hounds, with also a few rockhod in the mix, some yellow belly and also catface. So beautiful to see that. Still quite a bit sort of coldish water down on the lower coast, Nash, so the crayfish are definitely on the bite. So a lot of those been popping up as well, and a few fishtail and eel tail barbel, which can be a bit of a pest sometimes, particularly when targeting a nice species of ed or non-edible fish, because once you catch one of those, you're going to catch probably another 100 more. So it's best just to probably move on. But also moving further south, Trafalgar, Glenmore, Munster, there's been a couple of bream popping out that side. Palm Beach has been a handful of shad coming out. The shad, some of them have been making size and some haven't. So, you know, guys, if it's not of size, definitely put that oaky back. We still have daff around, especially for this upcoming long weekend. So the guys are still checking licenses and stuff. So guys, just be wary of that. Make sure you've got your license on you and you're keeping to your size and bag limits, please. Moving further up towards my side, Barnaba Stretch, been a bit quiet, particularly for the Bronzies, as my sort of side's definitely a ground to target those fish. Hasn't really been much of those to talk about this side, where, you know, moving further south, there have been a handful popping up. There's another local spot down here that's been producing fish, I wouldn't say shot for shot, but definitely been sort of in the mix in the Shelly Beach area, where the guys are catching a couple of pound sharks. Darby, a local young angler down on the coast that targets a lot of non-eds, has been catching a few nice big size handies. Obviously, you know, again, at night time, targeting those fish, you never know what you're going to hook up with. And another local angler down here by the name of France, hooking up into a beautiful sized cob using a shad fillet and sardine mix there. So definitely, I would say bait-wise for this up-and-coming weekend, choco or squid are going to be one of your more sort of poison baits that I would definitely pick. If you've got a bit of crayfish and prawns, it's been a bit of a hit and miss on that particular bait, so I don't know if I'd want to, you know, maybe try and bring some crackers or something down from Durban, try and use that, you know, try and target some rockfish. Again, as I've said, the stonies are slowly coming on the bite, the sizes are getting bigger. Same with the blacktail and the bronzies, they're also there or thereabout in terms of sizes. Shelly Beach definitely being a spot that I would want to try at the moment, Vinesh. You know, near the tidal pool, very good ground for crayfish, very good ground for sort of your bronzies and your smaller cob and stuff like that. And we're still getting a lot of those snapper salmon around. In terms of numbers, it's actually unbelievable how many still coming out. But they are definitely still around. Moving up further north, I would say, from Shelly Beach, going over to Oslo, a bit quiet. Sheffy being a bit quiet at the block. I did see a handful of guys fishing the Umzumkulu River the other day, and I know they're catching still rock salmon and also your snapper salmon in that river. So if you don't really have the rock and surf tackle, you know, you've never really tried it, but you've got some sort of bass tackle or smaller, lighter tackle, our river systems on the south coast are definitely still producing fish. Don't let anybody fool you guys. There are still loads of decent fish to catch in our rivers. So if you can't go and fish rock and surf, definitely try and hit our rivers. Going up further north from that, Impton 20 has been a bit quiet. It's definitely an area that shad show themselves and bream, and that's definitely not the case at the moment. Heading up further north, Sea Park, definitely a ground if you're staying up that side, guys, coming down for the weekend. It's an area that I would try for some shad and cob. You know, Big Bay and Sea Park, definitely a ground that, you know, you can target your cob with some decent chocker or red eyes, which you can get from your local tackle stores, would definitely be an advantage in your pocket. And then moving up further to Banana Beach, Pumula side, Zumbi, non-eds, spinning, kingies, even your shad, stuff like that. It's definitely a ground to target, sort of a mixed bag area. So it's looking good for this coming weekend, Vinesh. I can't say it's going to be hundreds or firing. You know, even going over to the weather apps, it's been so wrong the last few days. And we've had such massive swell around for the last, I would say, 2 weeks now that it's insane. Some days it's not so bad and some days it is. But moving over to the weather, Friday, we've got a little southwester in the morning, turning to a northeast in the afternoon, with the wind hovering around 10 to 20 k's per hour. Saturday is a bit of a gusty southwester late in the afternoon, slowing down Sunday morning, with the swell still, unfortunately, Vinesh, 2 meters for most of the weekend. So that hasn't changed, kind of like the load shedding. But guys, again, it's a long weekend. I hope everyone has an absolute jaw down on the coast. If you're coming down here, definitely bring your rock and surf tackle. I'd pretty much want to bring at least one rod for everything, for river, for light scratching and or non-ed fishing, because honestly at this stage you really don't know what you're going to get, because you're going to get something and it's going to either be big or it's going to just have teeth or something you can put in a pan, I hope, because nothing better than a fish fry on a weekend, Vinesh, I must admit. So guys, just saying that again, please just be safe out there. Just remember your bag limits. Please keep your licenses on you, because DAF is down on the coast. They are still checking guys' permits. I have got a handful of permits sitting at the shop at where I work. So if guys are puzzling, I have got one or two that I can give out, but you still need to go to the post office and pay for it. So yeah, guys, just remember that, please. But otherwise, I hope everyone has an absolutely awesome cracker of a long weekend. I hope you guys get that fish of a lifetime. Have an awesome fish bar with family and friends. But guys, just remember, number one, safety. Please just be safe on the rocks. Remember your licenses and let's see those catches. Vinesh and everyone else, have an awesome long weekend.
Thank you, Adam. What a fantastic report, my friend. Absolutely great detail in there. I am sorry that you have to work this weekend, but hey, you know what? It's good work. You're helping anglers. Exactly what we're doing here at Angler News, and that's why you are a part of it. So now for those that aren't working and heading down the South Coast, guys, the fishing is good. Adam is predicting a fantastic long weekend. The conditions are favorable. The fish are there. There's bronze bream. There's a mixed bag of other species that you can target. And if you are chasing that lighter side of angling, definitely try the rivers. That's exactly what he was talking about. But all in all, Adam, thank you for a great detailed report. I love the fact that you broke down Shelly Beach in such great detail, as well as sharing those catches of those anglers with that cob and hound sharks that you sent through. Guys, so that is the lower South Coast. Now moving down to Warner Beach, we are with Gary, who's got some reports of some fish on the bite. And this is what he had to say about fishing Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti this past week.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good day to you. Yeah, there have been the odd stumpy coming out. I heard there was some shattered umkababa and a couple of snook there off the rocks. And now I've seen a couple of stumpies. I heard there were some pompano. Most of them small ones are up and down where there's a bit of rock in the water. See, it was a strong wash south to north yesterday and the day before on the open beaches, but on these sort of beaches that are not exposed and the outcrops should be alright. Yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead. We all keep trying for those big pompano and stumpies, and let's see what the week ahead brings. Until next week then, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. What a good report. Some good species coming out. Pompano and stumpies, snook off the rocks and shad on the bite. Well, yeah. Looks like the whole of South Coast is producing the fish. Now, what about Durban? Well, it is always fantastic. We are with Mike V, who is reporting on a variety of species. So here is Mike V from the Kingfisher, followed by Brad of Linsky.
How's it, bud? Yes, fishing's been good all over, up and down the coast. Whether you're on the paddle ski, the ski boat, or off the beach, the guys have been getting some very good fish. Now, off the beaches, there's been quite a lot of bronze bream. Down the south coast and on the north coast, there's been some lovely stumpies caught all over, as well as a good couple of grunter and quite a few cob. As everyone knows, Tugela's got the Lobotus and the cob trying in there, so that's not a bad place to start. Inedibles wise, there's been a couple of grey sharks and diamonds around. Sandies have gone quiet now from this time of year. I heard of a couple of honeycombs, but that was all on the far north coast. On the ski boat side, snook, kuta, some tunny being caught. One gentleman got a couple sailies, apparently. He got two sailies, but I think that was up Vidal side. So, yeah, there has been some nice fish around all over. On the bottom side, there's been some nice rock cod for the oak fishing on the shallow reefs. Some slingers, things I get. And the guys are going very, very deep. Keelback. They're getting some keelback and dargers. In the bayfront, as always, the grunter are eating. Not as wild as they used to be, but they are still around. Still quite a few snapper, salmon and small cob being caught. The kingies have slowed down quite a bit. The springer on the weekend were quite wild in the boats, especially by the mouth, throwing your lures onto the bricks and then winding it away from the stones. But that's been about it, buddy. Go out there, get a bite. Like that. Thanks, man.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. I was fishing over the last week. Guys, there's been some very, very nice kuta off the Mstroti Westbrook area. Also, a couple on the bluff by the second fence side. Snook have been a little bit evasive over the last couple of days. Still trying to find out where they disappear to, but we will keep on hassling. On the bottom fishing side, bottom fishing is still all right. Same story. Rock hard, slingers, soldiers. Every now and again, we have come across one or two little keelback which have been swimming around, but not in their abundance. There's one here, one there. Yeah, so guys, yeah, tight lines, keep it safe, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Brad and Mike. What good reports of Durban. Guys, Durban is certainly the place to be, especially over this long weekend. You do not need to travel far at all. With that amount of species, the fishing is really phenomenal. Now, at the start of the show, I did say the fishing has been phenomenal this week. So as you can see, moving from Durban all the way down South Coast, there are rods bending with a variety of species. Hey, by the way, speaking about Durban, Durban Ski Boat Festival is happening this weekend. I will be there. Yes, yours truly will be bringing you the highlights of the entire weekend, and you can expect some reports next week on the show. And if you want to see what's going on, go and check out our Angler News YouTube channel. This is where you can find the highlights of the show, but we will also be bringing you all that goes down with the pretty much the world's biggest surf launch competition. Guys, Durban Ski Boat Festival is huge. It's mammoth. If you are around, make sure to head down there. If you see me, hey, give me a high five and say, how's it? And let me know how the show is going. Now, back to the fishing report. Moving on from Durban into the North Coast, we are at Salt Rock and Bolito with Jesse, where he has had holiday makers down the entire week. He's had guys coming down for the festival and chatting about what's been going on. He's been getting some fantastic reports of what's on the bite, including a ton of cob. And guys, listen to what he has to say about the drop shot side of fishing off his rocks. Guys, that day is definitely producing the results, but I'm gonna leave Jesse to tell you all about it. Guys, here is Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock.
Afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right. And I hope everybody's as excited about the upcoming competitions as I am. I mean, we've got the Durban Ski Boat Festival coming up this weekend, which, judging by the track record of the excitement levels, judging by the amount of people we've had in the shop stocking up and getting some tips and tricks on Kuta and other species, of course. It's not only Kuta in the festival. There are bycatch prizes and a whole lot of other prizes. You know, it's quite exciting. And that's probably the main topic of the week, because that's what's on everybody's minds. And we've had guys coming down from Joburg, guys coming down from all over the country, actually, and just stocking up. And a lot of the guys that come from out of town are aware of the conditions, and are aware of how, you know, how you should be fishing for these fish. But a lot of them haven't fine-tuned the rigs. So we see a lot of guys in the shop this time of the year asking for some assistance. And it's quite nice, because, you know, often you get a crowd of guys around our table in the back there, and they're asking questions, and it becomes almost like a little mini clinic. And we get some positive feedback. We get a lot of the guys coming in and saying, listen, now I went and used this technique that you're speaking about, and it was effective. I caught this fish, I caught that fish and whatnot. And it's very positive feedback 99% of the time. So I'm looking forward to that over the next day as well. Tomorrow is basically the last day that the guys can come in and prepare, and we'll see some good fish this weekend, hopefully. Judging by what we've had offshore in the last week, we've seen a couple of kuta, we've seen a couple of snook, a couple of tuna, and then a lot of random bottom fishing species as well. So, you know, kind of like your tropical ambers, we've seen a couple of cod, a couple of hillbeck coming out on the deeper wrecks, which is not common, but it's happening. So either way, if you're going to be fishing the Kuta Festival for your Kuta, or fishing it for snook and bycatch and stuff like that, you should come right. I don't think there's going to be anybody coming home empty-handed, unless the conditions get really gnarly, and then obviously things will be caught off a little bit. And we'll see what happens. But I'm being positive, being optimistic, and we'll see what happens, guys. I think, apart from the fact that there are a couple of fish that I've seen, it's generally the right time of the year for the guys to get involved with Kuta, as most people know. And the nice thing is, we were in the build-up to all of this, we were kind of hoping that there'd be bait, and there is bait. There's quite a bit of bait in the shops. Us in the Bolito branch, Kingfisher, and in Durban, in fact, we've got mackerel, red-eye, walla walla. We've got one or two bonnies in stock as well. So things are just looking positive all around. You know? I know that in the last couple of months, you know, from November, really, August through to November was a dry spell when the guys really wanted bait, and there was just nothing available. So I think we're looking positive in all aspects there, and yeah, we'll see what happens. As far as your rock and surf goes, we've had a good week. Still a ton of guys pulling out Cobb, Tugela, Siola, all those areas, working the way down to kind of like Tinley area, and then if I can take a look a little bit, south, I'd say that there are still some Cobb coming out, but not as many as north, and yeah, we're optimistic about that as well. It's, I think by the time the winter Cobb gets you, I think what's going to happen is we're going to have an overlap. You know, for some reason, it's the fish have kind of been just hovering around, and I think we're going to have an absolutely mind-blowing Cobb season. And when I say Cobb season, obviously it varies around the country. Some places it's all year round, and some places it's seasonal, mainly winter. So especially speaking on our north coast of KZN, and I think that if we have that overlap of Cobb, we're gonna just absolutely come right there. And that's going to be on lures and baits. But the guys up north have been catching on bait mainly. But if you have to go to a couple of places where you could catch a Cobb on bait, there will be so many Cobb that you would quite confidently throw a lure and catch the same fish. Speaking of lures, I've had a couple of customers going out there and spinning, using 5 and 6 inch paddle tails and hooking into a ton of kingies. And the big black tips, big eye kingies, one or two GTs as well. And when I say one or two GTs, they haven't been a ton, but they've been big. Guys, we've had one GT that was seen by two people in the shore break trying to be pulled over. And the fluoro, after a half hour plus fight, eventually wore through. Obviously, a lot of the guys aren't targeting 30 kilo fish on this light tackle, and it will inevitably fail every now and again. And yeah, that fish was caught on a 6 inch paddle tail, and or hooked on a paddle tail, and not landed, unfortunately. But two people claimed that there was a fish, you know, under 30 kilos, which is phenomenal for our area here. That's quite nice to see. And then staying with the lures, we've seen a rise in the shad coming through, which is quite nice. I don't think that there's necessarily been a plummet in the temperatures. I think it's just that time of the year. I think they're following bait. The kuta have been moving through, so, and that's normally a good indication that they're shad, especially if you're catching them shallow. This is the time of the year now, from now to the next month or two, where you start catching all of the shad on the bait marks. Busy eating your sabiki hooks off and not giving you much of a break there. So, you know, you kind of know that this is when they're moving through, moving up from the south coast. And yeah, back to bait. I would say if you're going to be taking a look at fishing in the Sheffield, Tinley Manor area, just moving slightly south, there have been a lot of bronze bream. We've seen countless catches of other species, and a variety of species. But for the most part, the smaller species. There's been a lot of banded halibut around, the quarantine as usual. But yeah, guys, it's been an exciting week. I don't want to carry on too much about it, but I think the only way you're going to experience this is to get out there, go give it a shot. We've seen some fairly poor weather coming up, and I can't tell you exactly when it's going to be, because it does fluctuate this time of the year. And I think essentially you just have to go out there and wait for the good weather, and the more you spend time on the water, the more you're going to get lucky. So yeah, guys, to everybody fishing the comps, and there are one or two comps coming up. I know the KZN Small Craft League as well, got Hazelmere comp coming up. I don't know if I mentioned in the last report, but I did fish there, and the fish were coming out quite nicely. I was only there for a couple of hours. I only put my boats on the water at 10:30, and I got off the water at about 2 after getting my prop caught in a massive gill net, probably about 40 or 50 meters long, and ended up saving quite a few redbreast tilapia out of that. There were unfortunately two fairly good-sized bass, dead bass caught in the net. There was one that I kind of revived and got him to swim strong. But so Hazelmere was fishing fairly well. Caught a lot of my fish on a little Strike Pro Inquisitor jerkbait. Caught one on a Pro-Rex chatterbait, a decent one on a chatterbait. And then a couple on flipping and pitching up in the river section. So for the guys fishing there this next comp, that's basically what I would suggest you guys use, especially when the water temperature is dropping, the jerkbait will start to shine. But just remember, it's a spinning jerkbait, and I've caught most of my fish in between 1 and 1.5 meters of water. So smaller profile jerkbaits tend to be doing better. So guys, good luck with that. And again, good luck with the comp this weekend. The Dermis Keyboat Festival is the biggest wet deck boating competition in the Southern Hemisphere. So, in fact, it might even be more than it might even be the world. But so enjoy. The last I heard, there were almost 200 boats that had entered, and the guys are still trickling through there. So it's going to be a massive comp this year, and I think everybody's going to enjoy it. So guys, good luck, and let us know what happens there. Send us some photos. We are looking for some photos, just some feedback, some ideas of what you guys caught, and it'd be nice for us to report back to the guys what's happening. Anyway, have a good one, and all the best, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Gosh, I really love listening to your reports. You really unpack everything in great detail. I'm super excited. You know, the next gap I get, I'm heading down to your rocks, so hopefully it's soon. I'm sure it will be soon. But to you go and try my hand at that cob action with that paddle tails. So, yeah, looks like there's a whole lot of other species on the bite in the North Coast area. Jesse has broken it down quite in detail, as he usually does, and we are truly grateful for that input. Yeah, looks like the story of the week is the Durban Keyboat Festival, and Jesse is doing a great job advising guys as to what you can expect and where to go and those hot spots to go and get that cooter, which he was talking about. Now, moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ellie with this week's fishing report. And yes, there has been rods bending all over the place. There has been a bit of mixed weather conditions, but there has been some decent reports of a few various species. And Ellie is going to tell us all about it.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're well. Fishing this past week has been a bit on and off with the weather. But other than the bad weather, offshore anglers caught a few cooters up north as well as some Dorado. On the bottom side, anglers caught some salmon as well as some rockhold. In our harbour, anglers have also been catching some salmon as well as some kingfish and queenfish. But that's all for now. Thanks guys, and tight lines.
You, Ellie, short, sweet and effective. I love it. Such a mixed bag of species coming out on all fronts in Richards Bay. Now, to round off the saltwater report, we are in St. Lucia, and guys, I can tell you, is a cooter fest. We have been getting reports of cooter on a daily basis, including one massive prodigal son that I have seen. So guys, that's on your offshore side. On the rock and surf end, you can expect some grunter, shad and cob that's been on the bite. Now that rounds off the saltwater report, and if you thought that was fantastic, because we have brought you the fish that are biting throughout the entire coastline, wait until you hear this week's freshwater report from Jan, the latest news of the Midlands from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there guys. As the fine run of weather continues, so does the runner fish that seem to be appreciating the slow onset to autumn and winter and are out to play and are feeding up flat out. Last week we reported that the trout still waters had suddenly seen an uptake in attention from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers, as there had been reports of some really good fish coming to hand. So, but this week, we are back to a 50-50 stat, as the word is that the rivers are producing. So let's see what the moving waters have had to say. Well known for providing some cracking fish, most of the attention on the rivers have been on the Bushmans, and this week was no exception, with a 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter fish, reported by Durban lawyer Ian Cox, who is perhaps best known for his handling of the quote-unquote trout wars on behalf of FOSSAF, and saving our trout fishing rights in the process. That is a great catch, Ian, and a huge thank you for your work in the background. Now, most river anglers will know of the Natal Fly Fishers Club community initiative with the Amishlubi community in the so-called tribal lands on the road out to the Giant's Castle Reserve, where the Bushman's River has been split into beats with an equal arrangement between the community and the Natal Life Fishers Club members for fishing access. Now, a lot of work and collaboration between the NFFC and the community goes into maintaining these waters. And this weekend saw the NFFC host a successful river cleanup along with the school children of the community, a good couple of members of the committee and club members. Of course, there was opportunity to throw a fly afterwards, and local angler and club member Roxanne Stegan landed her personal best river brown of 47 centimeters, which is just shy of 19 inches. Congrats, Rox, that's a great fish. Now, the Moy River is also home to some proper brown trout, and not to be outdone, this past week produced a beast of a brown that pulled the tape to some 58 centimeters, which is just shy of 23 inches, for Durban angler Graham Duane. Hats off to you, sir. That really, really is a good fish. So guys, to all you river anglers, with just a month left of the river season, if these fish don't get you out there, then I'm very sorry to say that there is no help for you at all. So now that we have the moving water out of the way, and yes, pun intended, let's cast an eye, yes, also pun intended, on the still waters, because they are also showing off. There have been some good numbers reported across the board from the NFFC still waters over the past week. On the smaller end of the scale, and then that is 9 to 11 inch, 23 to 28 centimeter bracket, right through the middle ranges of 12 to 15 inches, 38 to 38 centimeters, 16 to 19 inches, 40 to 48 centimeters, and then a good number of fish in the 50 to centimeter bracket, that is 19 to 23 inches, and then there was a word of a 63 centimeter whale, which is just shy of 25 inches. As per our previous reports, it is the larger flies that seem to be doing the business as the fish are feeding up for the approaching colder water and winter. On the bass front, the socials are showing that there are also some great fish coming out of Albert Falls Dam. There was a 5.4 kilo reported this week, and as mentioned previously, the fish are in the shallows, sticking in the warmer water and feeding on baitfish. Midmar is also reported to be still fishing well, while another report also mentioned some great fish coming out of Mearns Dam. Interestingly, these dams very seldom feature in the socials, so it is by word of mouth. Other reports mention that the carp have been on form of Alberts, and they are surface feeding on the scum lines, with local guide Jeremy Rochester targeting them on the dry fly. Jeremy has also reported some fine winter scaly on the Mgani fishing up the river. So guys, tight lines to you all this weekend. Do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Marisburg for the best in tackle advice. We are open every single day this weekend. That includes tomorrow, Thursday, the public from 8 to 1, Friday all day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, public holiday trading hours from 8 to 1. So guys, get out there.
Thank you, Jan. Firstly, my king of puns. Well done, buddy. You definitely kept me going over there. As for your friend Ian, with all his background work and the community getting together to do the cleanups, big up to you guys. This is the stuff that no one talks about. So well done, Jan. This is really what it's all about. You know, everyone getting together and making a difference to fishing and making our fishing experience a lot better. So massive shout out to them. And speaking of massive shout outs, that 58 centimeter brown, what a catch. Guys, if you want to see this, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, Answer, on, well, YouTube, of course. So yeah, that's something definitely to see, as well as that 5.4 kilo bass. So guys, that is our fishing report for KZN for this week. It is absolutely fantastic whether you are fishing north, south, Durban, whether you are heading to the freshwater side of angling. There is something to catch. We pretty much mentioned every species that we could on the show. And you know what? It's thanks to the guys at the Kingfisher and the rest of our reporters, because they are working these long weekends to help you to get you onto the right feeding zones. And speaking of working on those long weekends, the Kingfisher, as Jan mentioned, is open every single day this week. So if you are getting out there, which I know you will be after this report, make sure to swing by the Kingfisher to get whatever you need that you are short of. Or alternatively, get the latest advice from these correspondents. So, KZN, that's our podcast show for this week. Make sure to catch the YouTube version. And I am heading down to the Durban Ski Bot Festival in a few minutes. I'm going to be getting the latest scoop of what's been going on as the whole buzz starts to begin from this afternoon. We will be covering the show throughout the weekend, so be on the lookout for that on our social media channels as well as on our YouTube channel. As for now and until next week, always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.